You're listening to the Collective Brain Network.
Welcome to the Collective Brain Island, episode 250. That's a big one. I'm your host, Mr. J. Rourke, with my astute colleague, Tatatouille.
Episode 250, boss. That's a lot of planes. They played, boss. They played.
Ah, my guests are arriving on time, to the second. Please, introduce yourself and tell me your fantasy.
This here's Kenny Powers, drive number 55 race car. My fantasy is to get stuck under Lonnie Anderson's grass skirt on Fantasy Island.
And who do we have here and what's your fantasy?
Hello, I am Brad Jones, and I am looking for squeaky chairs for everybody.
Splendid. And who might you be, and what's your fantasy?
I'm Jim Hip, and I would like to be reincarnated as Sean Connery's...
Smiles! Smiles, everyone! We want our guests to feel welcome. Music! All right, the big episode 250. We're going to have some new segments. And we're going to start it with something called 14 Questions with Jay. So over the summer, Ken got out his Rolodex and he made some calls. And we've got some celebrities lined up for this season. And I'm going to actually interview them. I'm going to ask each one 14 questions. So let's get the first one. Ken, have you patched in? Or I mean, are they on Skype? Do you have the first one on Skype?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Hello?
Caller, are you there?
Hello? Hey! It's me, the Pillow Man, Mike Lindell!
Oh, hey, Mike.
How's we doing tonight? I'm just here counting, tabulating the votes, and just watching it. We got a ton of packet captures here, but I took time out to join the Collective Brain.
All right. Well, I have a few questions here for you, and we're going to get it started with, what do you like to do in your spare time?
Oh, geez. Well, you know, we had that election just stolen away from us. You know, these packet captures, they just keep flipping back and forth. You know, 4 o'clock in the morning, got these big dumps of packet captures, and you can just watch them, Jay. You know, I like doing cocaine, I think so.
All right, who's your celebrity crush?
Well, you know, they say that when you get a bunch of these packet captures on a disc, you can really see the flipping really happening. And, you know, China was just there flipping everything over, you know, and, you know, I couldn't believe it. But, you know, the Chinese, would you believe, they actually have actresses and actors over there, too. But they're doing packet captures. We're doing the packet captures. And, you know, I'd have to say Lonnie Anderson.
All right. Yeah, the packet captures. Oh, by the way, are you single?
Well, let me get into that a little bit, because I'll tell you what. This was stolen, just like my wife was stolen, you know, and I had to, you know, sometimes I think cocaine used to be my wife, but I have a wife now, and you know, it's real great.
So how would someone get your special attention?
Well, I'll tell you what, on November 5th, we were getting a lot of attention, and I was paying attention because we were watching the packet captures happen. And, you know, anything small or big like that, but this is huge. We're talking that he won by, like, if anybody voted for Joe Biden, it'd be crazy because we don't even record one vote for him. I have to say that.
Right. What has been your best and worst date?
Oh, Jason, let me tell you about that in the packet captures. They were flipping and they're going back and forth with us. And we got them all. We recorded them all. Have you been to our cyber symposium yet? I think I had a really good date there. And it was really, everybody was there and they challenged me for $5 million. And we really got it. But the packet captures were happening and we just couldn't stand it anymore. And they were just flipping and flopping.
Okay, would you date a fan?
Only if they're counting the packet captures. I mean, if you don't look at the packet captures happening at in between 4 and 5 a.m., you're really going to miss it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and what would you change your name to?
Oh, Jason, you really look at it as though if you change your name from Mike Lindell to the Pillow Guy, I think it says it all.
What's your biggest pet peeve?
Not having the packet captures happening at a consistent time.
And what's your annoying habit?
Well, some people say that I do a lot of cocaine, but I don't know that anymore. So I would have to say, like, some people say when I go out on there on the TV that the TV is saying that I shouldn't be on there.
Do you get used to being a celebrity?
Well, you know, ever since I started counting those packet captures and selling those pillows and counting them back and forth, I don't know.
Well, let me ask, who's your inspiration?
Well, the good man up there who gave it all to me, cocaine and the dear Lord Jesus Christ.
Do you speak any other languages?
Of course, I speak Chinese perfectly and packet captures.
Where would you like to visit?
Well, I'd like to go back to the White House, but we got so many packet captures to look at. And, you know, my wife is there with the cocaine and the packet captures, and they're just flipping back and forth in between 4 and 5 a.m. But, you know, I like to go back to Minnesota every once in a while and visit my plant. And we're growing packet captures like you've never seen.
All right. Well, thanks for your time coming on the podcast. I've got one final question. And if you weren't famous, what would you be up to right now?
Well, I'll tell you what, Jay, thanks so much for having me on. And, you know, it really means a lot to me. But I would be doing mounds and mounds and mounds of cocaine.
All right. Thank you, Mike Lindell. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye.
Here comes Jimmy's UFO report. Welcome to the show. This week, UFO shit is garbage. There still is shit happening because the government sucks and the Senate and the Congress suck. They saw, what was it? Oh, 40 minutes. You know, we've seen these, what, like 10-second videos of these FLIR. These things recorded off of the jets.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And Nimitz. We've seen these for, according to what, you know, the people on the internet are saying, there's 70 extra pages and there were 40 extra minutes. And they said this, the congressmen came out of the room gobsmacked. And that they said it felt like they were watching a science fiction movie for 40 minutes.
So, but they've only released these little clips. Like to the public? Is that
what? Yeah. And it's just like only like two or three of them, you know.
My guess and is based, because the
and based on our reactions to the fact that they disclosed all their UFO stuff and like the public's like, eh.
Yeah, we're like, yeah, no shit. How about you just tell us everything?
Right.
You know, I don't know why. It's so frustrating.
Yeah, it did kind of fizzle. You know,
the shit's out there. They have high quality, super secret video of it because it's so they're holding it tight because it's gonna. You know, they recorded it with some shit they don't want anybody to know they have. Technology on the ship or technology on the so they can't show that shit for whatever military reasons.
Well, I mean that's fine if they gotta keep that stuff secret.
Not if it's. That
but day. if it's like
what else could be more important than anti-gravity?
I don't know. Is anti-gravity going to solve all our other problems?
Or if the right people get involved.
I don't know. It's debatable, right?
I want an anti-gravity car. That'd be good.
That's what I was thinking. Save, you know.
You know? Yeah, we'll save on gas prices.
The environment.
Might not even be anti-gravity. It's some sort of craziness.
Repulsor.
Yeah.
What's up with the spaceships like going, you know, into the ocean and just like disappearing and stuff?
That's the cool part. There's apparently video of that happening. Like one of those big old black triangles just going right in the water, just like it was flying in the air. No slow down, no problem. And then back out. Either went in or out.
Yeah.
And it was close, like within 50 feet of the recording.
So is there anything else like coming up? Have they said there's going to be more or what's the status of all this? Because I thought it was going to be this big, huge public reveal of all of this information and stuff, but sure haven't
seen. It's the government. They're not going to tell you. I mean, you know, look at the whole Area 51 thing, you know. People get shot trying to get into that place, so they're not going to tell you anything.
Now, question is, it would have if they were to disclose everything, it would almost have to come with forgiveness of lying to us for 80 years. You know, I don't know how it would actually go.
Yeah. I mean, Area 51's been there so long,
yeah.
They're still protecting. It's almost like, they were lying or something. It's a cover up. Now they're like, we can't admit it now. We got to keep it top secret now.
Yeah. I mean, is it lying or is it top secret? You know, it's like, are we lying or are we just can't say anything about.
Was that a couple of years ago with the storming of Area 51 that Facebook group was getting together?
Yes.
Being a bunch of dumb shit.
Like three people in a VW bus in the desert.
Show up.
We're all working.
Burnt to crisp by a surfaced air missile from Area 51. Yeah. They're like, nope, I haven't seen them.
Man.
It's just crazy to talk about. Because even if, like, okay, they're out there. What's the secret? Why? Not even. There must be some sort of agreement. Like, why can't. It's all over the world this is happening. We're not the only country that has videos. Or. Every place has had these things around.
Yes, I wonder why like other countries hasn't come. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it a NATO thing or is it?
It's got to go high. It's got to go way higher. I don't know. It's weird.
You know, because say the United States isn't, you know, is hiding everything. What would stop another country from like dropping a bombshell evidence of whatever they got, you know?
Yes, like China, they grab it and run.
You know they got some. You know they've got some.
Nuts.
I don't know.
That's the problem. Maybe the tech that they have isn't. We're not ready for it yet because that's what would happen.
I don't know. I just think
take it and use it.
I just think there's so much crazy stuff that's already out there that nobody knows about that it would blow your mind if you knew it. You know what I mean? So many secret technologies. And I just think it'd be.
Disclose it all. I can handle it.
Yeah. There's just so much out there, but I think what is out there that we don't know about would be, you'd be like, holy crap.
Yeah. And it would be cool. And it would change everyone's lives forever. But still,
here we are.
And next week, we'll see if anything new has come up.
Oh, I think you should leave your microphone on outside and see if you can get any communication going, Jimmy.
Let's look. Beep, 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 beep.
Are you guys ready to play a game?
Yeah, I know it.
Am I naked? Yeah.
All right. For episode 250, we're bringing out a special game designed just for this episode. But if it's a hit, we may bring it back.
Really?
This is called... Yeah. This is called 7th Avenue Shopping Spree.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as SASS. Okay.
Wow.
All right. So what we're going to do, we're going to start with Ken. We're going to have...
All right.
We're going to have four rounds. Okay?
All right.
And in each of the first three, they are the regular rounds. Then the fourth one is the bonus round. So in each of the first three regular rounds, one of you will call out a number between 1 and or 2 and 224. At random, and there will be an item rolled out on stage based on what you pick, and you will each guess how much it's gonna cost.
Does this say what year is this catalog from?
This catalog is brand new.
Oh,
from the
2021
year 2021. Yes, no tricks.
Free shipping on everything.
If the closest person to the actual price is below, if the closest person did not go above, then they get free shipping. But if they guessed and they are closest, but they guessed above the real price, then they are responsible for the shipping and handling themselves.
That's gonna suck.
All right.
That handling charge is what you got to watch out for.
Yeah.
To let you know, you are all pre-approved. Now let's get started with round one. Ken, pick a number between 2 and 224.
I will have number 223.
That is a great one. Okay. And sometimes I'll ask you to pick a letter. And in this case, I'm going to ask you to pick letter A or B.
Let's go with A.
All right, we have a pair of holiday skeletons. Yes.
Wait, holidays and Christmas or holidays and Halloween?
The Halloween holiday.
Oh, okay. It
says, boo, y'all, this is Hill Betty and Hillbilly Skeletons.
I want them already.
The friends who are ready to scare up a cackling good time on your porch or patio. They're motion activated. Their eyes will light up with green LEDs, and they'll start moaning with creepy music whenever someone comes near.
Mm.
All right.
Oh, two of them, huh?
So we have a pair, yes.
Wow.
What do you think the cost on the pair is?
Well, you know, Halloween decorations are, when you go to buy them, they're like really outrageously high priced stuff. Do you ever notice that? It's like really.
Like they're trying to gouge you once a year.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. It's like, oh, that's pretty cool. And you look at the price, like $89.99. You're like, Jesus Christ. So I'm going to go. I'm going to say those are going to be. Just give a size, height or anything, Jay?
Okay, yes.
Like dimension-wise?
Further, weight. Yeah, the further details here. They are 58 inches high.
Okay, almost 5 feet.
And 19 inches wide, 21 inches deep.
Okay. I'm going to go with $59.95.
Is that for the pair?
That is for the pair.
All right.
I got a pair.
Brad, what is your guess at the price?
I may have missed this, but did it say what they're made out of?
Let us see here. Motion activated. They're plastic, fabric, and foam on a metal stand.
Oh. I'm going to say 8250 for the pair.
All right. Jimmy, what do you think these things cost?
2219.
2219. That's a great guess. All right. The price for the pair, they were actually $59.99 each.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
So we're looking at, yeah. Man, I thought you had it, Ken, but we're looking at just under $120. So the closest is Brad with $82.50.
Yeah.
So, I like to think they can't be.
See, that's bullshit. I wouldn't pay that much for them.
Yeah. So, yeah. Brad, just text me your address, and we'll get these shipped right out to you with free shipping.
Now, right.
All right.
People prices.
You get ripped off.
Round two. Brad, pick a number, 2 through 224.
Page 64 is always my favorite.
All right. Yeah, that's always the first one I look at. All right, let's see. Do we have any letters? We do. Pick a letter, A, B, or C.
B for Brad.
All right. B. This is a, I don't even know how to say this. A capiz flower, C-A-P-I-Z. Anyone know what that is?
No.
No.
Okay. Hey, Bob, can you Google capiz for me?
Let me look that up for you here, and I'll give you a picture in a minute.
Yeah. It's a city in the Philippines. Okay, whatever. We'll go with that. Anyway, this is handcrafted and impressively sized at 34.5-inch diameter.
That's what people say about me.
And that's what you get. It's a big wallflower, pretty much. Brad, how much do you think they charge for this thing?
What? Okay, what's it made out of? What are the dimensions?
Well, the dimensions, 34.5-inch diameter, nearly 3 feet. And there are no material lists. It's, I would say it looks metal-ish, you know.
How much does it have a weight?
Let's see. Size and weight. No, it does not. Good luck on this one.
Oh, my gosh.
It could be a, you know, a little orchid up to a...
I sent a picture in Skype of a capiz flower, wallflower.
Well, there you go. I don't see. Did you hit send?
There we go.
Okay. That may help you guys.
Does that just help? One of these? just one, huh?
Yes, it's just one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with $67.
All right. That's a good guess. Jimmy, how much would you pay for this wallflower?
$31.57.
Okay. And Ken, what's your guess? It's a 3 foot, nearly 3 foot.
I'm going to go $99.99. Yeah.
Whoa.
I got the squeaky chair. So
all right.
I'm muted.
Okay. Almost $100.
Video voice.
Yep. All right. What is the real cost?
What is
$129.99?
You gotta be out of your Filipino mind,
man. So, Ken, send me your address, and we'll get this capiz flower right out to you, free shipping.
Entire and
I got ripped off.
All right, Jimmy, pick a number.
What?
2 to 224.
7.
Okay, let's. All right, pick a letter, A, B, C, or D.
A.
A. You have chosen an overstuffed recliner. Now, this is a recliner so comfortable, you'll feel like you're relaxing into a giant marshmallow.
Or J.
C. solid and composite wood and metal frame with leather look vinyl. Ugh. What is this written? Translated from China?
Are you messing with me right now? Ronald Reagan here.
You know what he's trying to say? It looks like pleather. It's like pleather, but it's not.
And it's easy to assemble. You have to put it together yourself.
You have to put the damn chair together yourself? Jesus.
Yep. All right.
Send me a link to that chair.
Is this 1990 prices or new prices?
This is their brand new now prices.
Oh, God.
And it has a 300-pound capacity. Comes in your choice of colors, which the lucky winner will get their choice of colors, which I will tell when you win. Okay. Jimmy, how much do you think this build-it-yourself recliner through the mail would cost?
It's been a while since I sat on your lap.
Okay.
Probably. At Schweigengel, it would probably be like $250.
Okay. Schweigengel. I forgot about them. Man, yeah, that was just a blast from the past.
It just sounds like rip me off, doesn't it? Okay.
I remember those commercials. That were the worst.
I was the best.
How about Becky? And yeah,
they're going.
Whatever.
They were going for it.
Flying on the carpet by the arch.
Yeah.
Hi, look at some carpet.
Okay. How about Steve Mizrani?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
How about Feld, the red hot dealer? Okay. I think I woke the kids.
Who was that newscaster guy that killed himself in St. Louis?
Mike Richards.
Bob Richards?
Bob Richards, yeah.
Remember that.
Mike was his enemy, wasn't it? Mike, anyway.
Mike Bush.
Yeah, that was it. Or were they friends?
They're friends. Lovers.
Okay. Ken, what would you say this cost?
Oh, my God.
Yep. No.
I am going to go $4.99.
Okay, $4.99. And Brad, what do you think?
I'm going to go $1, Bob.
Ooh, going with a strategy.
$1, Bob.
All right, the real price is $299.99.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Which means
I was so good.
Jimmy wins. So your choice of color, you can have red, gray, brown, or tan. Which would you prefer?
Red will hide my blood, so get that.
All right. Send me your address in a Snapchat message, and we'll get this right out to you. Free shipping. All right.
Sent you guys a Schweigengel guy picture.
Oh, perfect. All right. Now it's time for the bonus round. Whoever wins this gets not only the prize, but their choice. They can steal a prize from one of the other players. Okay?
Yeah. This is like rob your neighbor.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. This time, we're going to be playing for. All right. A beautiful musical carousel water globe.
Hey, that sounds cool.
Okay. I mean, he couldn't even give this thing away, probably.
Oh my God, I gotta show you guys.
So one of these at Goodwill last weekend. All right,
it was half full of water.
Yes, there was like remains of banana on it, ground into the horse. Okay, white horses adorned with roses and ribbons spin around the base as the music plays. It plays Castle in the Sky, and it's made of painted resin. It's 6 inches in diameter. All right, we'll start with Ken. What would you pay for this?
What would I pay for? What do I think they would
let me rephrase that. Right? Yeah. How much do you think this cost?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to go $39.95.
Okay. And Brad, what is your guess?
$22.50, Bob.
Okay. And Jimmy, what is your guess? It plays Castle in the Sky.
Man, $47.22.
Okay, $47.20. All right, the winner is Jimmy. It's $59.99.
Oh, my God.
All right, send me an Instagram IM, and we'll get this right out to you free shipping. And Jimmy, for winning the bonus round, you get to steal either Ken's hillbilly. No, wait, who won the skeletons?
I did.
Brad did.
Oh, wait, that was Brad. You can steal Brad's hillbilly skeletons, or you can steal Ken. Wait, did you win anything, Ken?
Oh,
I don't know.
What about that? Who won the wallflower?
I did. I think I won the skeletons, the wall. Okay. Yeah. I won those. You can steal those, Jimmy.
I'm not a winner.
All right. Well, which do you want to steal, Jimmy? The wallflower or the hillbillies skeletons?
It's the wallflower.
The wallflower. Great choice. All right. We'll send it all to you free of shipping charges. And that was 7th Avenue Shopping Spree. You guys are so sassy.
Order now before they go bankrupt.
All right, and this is called The Last Scratch. It's where we bring up things that didn't have a place anywhere else in the show. Actually, check this out. This is where we tell stories that happened during the week. Check this out. So,
okay.
I went to get my electrical degree, and while I was there, made friends with a guy my age. You know, we had lab together and stuff, so we had a lot in common. But there's also this older guy. I'd say he was probably in his mid-30s at that point. He had gone back to get his degree. And he's really smart and everything, so I kind of clicked with him, you know, the three of us kind of hung out. So then after graduation, we all went our own ways, and every once in a while I think, whatever happened to Jerry? That was the older guy. And
Jerry.
Every couple of years, I'll do a Google search for Joey.
Joey.
But I always look over St. Louis or Missouri or whatever.
Yeah.
Never found him. So fast forward to last week.
Tell me he's living next door to
you. That's the crazy neighbor I never see. So there's an IT guy at work, not the one with the ponytail, but he's given me some permissions on my computer that I didn't have. And so anyway, he was supposed to do one, and he forgot to do it. And when I needed it, I gave him a call, or I was going to call him. And I was like, oh, I know this guy's name is Jeff, but I don't know his last name. So, and our phone list is sorted by last name, alphabetical. So I asked someone, hey, what's Jeff's last name? And they said it. And I was like, oh, I was like, that's Jerry's last name. I mean, I didn't say that to them.
They're like, right?
Okay.
So I called Jeff up and I'm like, hey, I need this permission. I said, by the way, do you know a Jerry? And he said, that's my brother. I said, did he get an electronics degree in St. Louis? He said, yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, where does he live? I've been trying to find this guy, you know, for 30 years. And so he's up in
dead.
Yeah. He lives up in Collinsville, and he said, yeah, he's retired now. He's like 65 or something. I'm like, oh, geez, which would be about right age-wise. Mm-hmm. So then I did a Google search for the guy in Collinsville, and it came right up, you know, address and phone number. So I think I'm going to call him. I think I'm going to arrange a meeting. We can talk about the old electronic days.
Netflix and chill, whatever. Who are you kidding?
But
although Jay is 65, it could be like, I don't know who the hell you are. Don't ever call me again.
That's what I told his brother. I said, well, next time you talk to him, say Jason says hi. I doubt he remembers me. And he said,
oh, he'll say, Jason from the Collective Brain Podcast?
Jason.
Yeah.
I love him.
So, anyway, I just thought that was weird that this mystery, 30-year mystery, I cannot find this guy. I end up talking to his brother and didn't even know it.
That's pretty weird.
That's yeah, special, pretty, man.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Like that needs to go in your diary.
Oh, it did. Yeah. It did.
Okay.
You should buy a lottery ticket, Jay.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Do you have any stories, Brad?
Do I have any stories? Battle in the rain today. So that was fun. Had a little water come in through the basement door.
Oh, no. But
just a little damp. Nothing to worry about. Last kind of weird. So my house, I live near Grant's farm in Missouri. I don't know if you guys are aware of that, but I think Ken used to work there. Is that correct?
Absolutely. About 5 or 6 years.
Best job ever.
Sorry.
I'll tell you the quick story. So Grant's farm was gifted to the Bush family from General Grant, I believe. Mm-hmm. That was his property. To Lily Anheuser.
Huh. He's like, thanks for maybe thanks for the liver disease.
Yeah. So anyway, this was all this was owned. There was a plantation that's not too far from my house, which is across the street from Grant's farm. That's called Whitehaven.
Yeah, and Whitehaven.
So like they had like I don't know like 800 acres around here. So where my house was, that's like where, according to the map, is like where the slaves' quarters were. So like all around me is like where the slaves used to be.
Your house is probably haunted.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Ooh. Oh no, it's clean, man. So I was out pulling some weeds in the back.
Yeah, sure you were.
And I found like a little chunk of it. It's like almost like carved pottery, but I thought that was kind of interesting. I'm going to look into it a little bit more.
Huh. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what it is. Probably just a piece of broken. Yeah, it could be from the 1950s for all I know. That, you know, family before me just had like, let's just bury our trash back here, you know.
Their 5-year-old took all the clay pots out and back, smashed them with a baseball bat.
Right, exactly. But yeah. That was my excitement for the week.
That's pretty cool.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah. But you, Ken?
Well,
that's a transition.
Yeah, that was a great one too. Right. Last week after the podcast on Wednesday, I started my training for driving the big rigs. So I've been training every day since Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, today. And so just, man, lots to learn.
The big rigs?
Big buses, you know.
Okay.
So they're like 55 feet long. Did you ever try to parallel park a 55-foot school bus?
Man, no, I didn't realize they were that long, I guess. Wow. That is crazy.
It's a challenge, so. We worked on that today, and you have to parallel park on both sides.
Oh.
And then do this alley dock thing. It's like you would pull up parallel to the alley, like on a, I guess a 90 or I don't know, whatever. And then like sharp turn it in, you know, back it into this 12 foot. You got 12 feet to get it in, you know, width wise. And the whole thing has to be in the square, you know, this bus. Mm. But the back bumper has to be in a 3 foot square, but can't be over the line. You can't be over in the front and you can't go over the imaginary line of when you're backing it in. So that's challenging.
How'd you do?
I did pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Damn, it took me a while to learn like the dimensions of my truck when I got it. You know, how long did it take to get the feel for something that big?
I know. Yeah, it'll definitely take a while. You know, right now I'm kind of doing it off of just markings, you know, you kind of look at, but man, you got to be right on the money. Cause if you're not, you're not making it. So
for me, you need like practice on this damn
thing. Yeah. So I've been practicing a couple of days and then they got this whole checklist of to get your license. You know, essentially you have to go through probably 100 items on the bus and point them out. Like the stick, you know, and tell and say what it is and how you checked them and how they're, you know, like everything, you know, every light, every sign on it, every piece of reflective tape, under the hood, you know, air compressor, water pump, suspension, leaf springs, steering box, you name it. You got to point to it and say, you know, this is good. It's in working order and no missing, you know. You have to go say this whole spiel about everything.
Gosh. Now, once you get that license, do you have to take that test again or just renew? Unless you, like, don't forget to renew your license.
I don't think you have to take the test again.
No. Yeah, but I don't remember my mom having to do that either. But
yeah, I think you might get retested every few years, but I'm not 100% sure about that. But yeah,
man, that's
a lot to learn.
It totally sounds like one of those things, like, okay, I'm going to go drive a school bus, you know, and it's like, I'm going to jump in and drive it.
That hard,
yeah,
right?
Until you are sitting in it and they're like, okay, now try parking that thing. And you're like, okay, I need practice. And
dude, yeah, just all the stuff you have to remember. I mean, everything on the inside, like every switch, you have to go turn on every switch. This is low, medium, high, you know, every gauge on your dashboard, every light inside. Oh, dude, it's just, it's a lot.
Now try.
And then once you get all that, then you got to memorize, you know, all these different routes.
Right.
That's a whole nother, you know.
And then,
they got like 40 different routes. So,
and then do it all with 75 screaming and jumping kids.
Sit down, kids.
Actually, how many
yelling on the bus?
How many kids do those hold? I don't even know.
Man, I don't know.
Okay. I didn't know if that was one of the questions or not.
No. But a lot of screaming kids if you had a fool. Yeah. So it's been interesting. Just usually go in for a couple hours, you know, in the morning. So hasn't been too tedious, you know. We only do 2-3 hours and then you're out of there. So
how long until you think you'll be ready for a route?
Probably a while. My cousin works over there and he's been there and had his license for probably 6 weeks or more, 8 weeks almost, maybe less than that, but he's still just riding around riding with people, learning routes, you know.
Okay.
Because I think essentially we're going to be like sub drivers, you know.
Okay.
So it's not, if you only had to learn one route, that wouldn't be bad, but yeah, you know. I'd say it'd probably be, you know, 6-8 weeks before I'm driving somewhere by myself, I would imagine.
Do they not have software yet for that, for route, you know, like programming your route?
I think they have like turn-by-turn instruction type thing, but I mean, it's like I don't know how it works. You know, I really don't think so.
Well, you can't sit there and read.
Yeah, you can't. I have to ask my cousin, but yeah, it's like you can't sit there and read a piece of paper while you're driving. You know,
right?
You know, right.
It's probably like that bat game and the science center that used to be there. You guys remember that?
No.
So, like, it had a controller and just two speakers on each side. And
okay.
It acted like sonar. Like, it would say, stone, stone, stone. And on one side, so you'd have to veer off the other.
Oh, okay. Huh.
No?
No, I don't remember that.
It was in the Living World. I don't know if you guys...
Oh, okay.
Living World thing that was built in the 90s? Nothing? No?
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
Sorry.
I saw The Living Sea by Sting or whatever. Is that what it's called, Jimmy?
Yeah.
He unmuted to say yeah. Yeah, Ken, so I, you know, bragged on my resume, or, you know, I was like, hey, I've driven a forklift, reach truck, and a order picker and tuggers, all that.
Yeah.
And so in the interview, he said, now, I see you've got experience. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm not worried about that. So I get in there, and the stand-up, the reach truck or forklift that they've got, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
It's like the one we had, the reach truck we had, but in ours, you face forward, you know?
Yeah.
And the controls are oriented, you know, so you control them and you're looking the direction you're facing, the right direction you're moving.
Yeah.
All of theirs, you're turned 90 degrees. You stand sideways.
Ooh.
And you have to look to your right, like when you're moving forward. So imagine trying to get those controls. At first I told him, I said, well, I imagine, you know, learning how to drive this kind of thing just from scratch would be harder than me just, you know, kind of dusting off.
Zero. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'll get back in the groove of it pretty quick. But no, I've got to kind of unlearn my hand controls and learn them. I mean, I'm on there and I'm like, okay, I want to move forward. I take my right hand and I pull it or I push it forward. You know, when you're standing and you want to go to your right, you kind of want to move your joystick to the right, you know? But no, that like lifts the forks or something. And golly, it's screwy.
Wow.
Total,
yeah.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to say they had like the sit down forklift.
Actually, they
propane type.
Yes, they have that. That's the other kind. I was like, okay, well, I've never driven one of these. And
right, have you got to drive one of those yet?
Yeah, I got certified on one. He said, with as long as you've been doing these things, he said you just need to get used to these. He said, I know you'll be fine, but you just need to get used to them. So he just signed me off.
Well, at least you had understand the the basics of, you know, center of gravity and lifting and, you know,
all that crap.
Yep. So I mean, that puts you ahead of the game there versus starting from zero. But
boy, and there have been a couple of very very tight instances, like trying to get where pallets needed to go somewhere, and I really don't think a couple of these guys thought I'd be able to do it, and they were like, here, you want us to put it up there? I'm like, no, if I'm gonna learn this thing, I want to learn it in the worst condition possible, so the easier stuff is easy, you know?
Right.
But yeah, I've no problem. I mean, it takes a little bit, but I can get it up there, no problem. And I talked to Martin, who was called back to work, back in July or something. Yeah, he's been there a little bit. But he said they've been calling Feewagger, like, maybe once a week to drive. So he's getting work again. A little bit. I think Mike was ready for, you know, just to be retired, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, we can get by on her salary. And he said, I don't need to work. I know they've been calling him back, and Andy, you know, he's still in charge, and, you know, this region, actually.
Right.
And he said he's learned the way to get things to happen is to keep doing something, like call Mike in like on a regular basis, you know, keep it up, and then eventually right. they'll say, okay, bring him back for, you know, whatever.
Right.
Part-time at least or whatever.
Yeah, so, yeah. Good for him. I hope he does.
Yeah. All right. Jimmy, anything going on there? Any stories? Anything with your neighbors or anything? Has been pretty quiet.
Mailman.
Yeah.
Any mailman stories? Yeah.
actually, that's been kind of quiet.
Too quiet.
This weekend.
No neighbor kids stories, like in your yard and stuff.
I mean, the old lady still walks it a little shittier, and it shits in my front yard. But
oh yeah,
I don't know. I noticed my riding mower tire was full of shit this last time when I in the front yard.
Son of a.
Yeah, I know where that's from.
Just scoop it up and go throw it in her mailbox.
That's right.
I would, but it's just me.
And yeah.
I'm not here all the time.
Yeah.
I can't start anything.
Hey, get a little game cam out there, you know? Little shitter detector.
Yeah.
Well, they only get like GPS. They got like, I don't know how many dogs now. One, two, three, at least five. They Jesus. Need to get that GPS fence thing. That'd be so simple.
Yeah.
Those work great.
Hey, I just thought of something. Did I tell you guys? I don't think I did. It would have.
Wait, you got your haircut.
Oh, I did tell you.
Shoot. I knew it.
So it would have been maybe it was during last season. I think I just didn't say anything. I didn't tell too many people because I wanted to see if it happened. anyway, I got an email. Okay, well, let's go back a little bit further. Last year on furlough, I took some of my mom's old silent films from her parents took, like in the 60s and stuff. And some of them were like, you know, Six Flags from the, well, no, that was Harry's family, Six Flags from the 70s. But mom had some like Washington, D.C. and just some the Grand Canyon, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so I made these little videos and I started a new YouTube channel and I'd just throw them up on there. And I was like, if someone's searching, you know, Grand Canyon, they may see this and be like, oh, look, it's the Grand Canyon from the 60s or whatever.
Those kids.
So earlier, that was last year I did that. Earlier this year, I'd say March, April, something like that, I got an email. It was like a bleed over email from that account with those films. I guess I used my main Gmail account as the backup or something. So
yeah.
I got an email and I looked at it and it said forwarded from that film channel. So I went and read it and this guy had been trying to get a hold of me since last November. He said, I'm a producer. I'm making a documentary and you've got a film I would like to license from you. If you're interested, yeah, please get a hold of me. And his first email was, yeah, like in November. And then he tried in January. Then I think this was like March. And because I never checked the mail on those, you know, other accounts that I make, you know, whatever. Yeah. So anyway, I looked this and there was like no, it was from Stick Figure Productions. So I looked that up and yeah, they got a website, you know, it's a real thing, but the email was like just generic. There was no logo, nothing. It's just all text. And so I was like, this looks like a scam. So I look up the guy's name and he's actually on IMDb. I was like, okay, well, still, anyone could pull the guy's name off IMDb.
You're right.
So I dug a little deeper, and I saw this guy had a LinkedIn account. And, you know, I've got mine because of the other company that I worked for.
Yeah.
And so I sent – I knew you couldn't just send a message unless they unless you're connected or whatever it's called. So I sent him a connect request or whatever, and in the message with it, I said, hey, have you been trying to get a hold of, you know, me on YouTube about licensing a film? If so, email, and I sent him my real Gmail account. I said, and mention this LinkedIn message. I said, but if it's not you, then sorry, I think I'm getting, you know, scammed. So anyway, like 10, 15 minutes later, I get a Gmail or an email, and it was him. He said, hey, I got your LinkedIn message. And he said, yes, I have been trying to get a hold of you. So I gave him my number, and he called me. And he...
Was a prince of Zimbabwe.
Yes.
And he needs a couple hundred thousand dollars.
His cousin was a, yeah, prince in Nigeria. And the two of them were trying to, you know,
itched, and he needed you to scratch it.
Buy a hot air balloon for a trip. So anyway, so we talk about it in a little bit, and yeah, so we get down to it, and I say, okay, well, so what does licensing mean? I said, I've never done this. I said, does that mean my name's in the credits or what? And he said, well, I might be able to do that. He said, I don't know. That kind of depends on some other people, whatever. He said, but I was thinking I could pay you. I was like, okay, that's what I was wanting to hear. And I was like, he said, all right,
I'll give you $10.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't even know what to, how much to ask for. So I said, so how much does this normally go? And he said that if you go through like Getty Images and, you know, these stock places, he said there'd be the running thing is like $500. And so he said, no, we get it cheaper. We get it for like $300 because we use so much of it. But he was like, yeah, I'll go with $500. And so I was like, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I was like, sure. So he sent me the agreement. And I read through it, making sure that it didn't say, I agree to pay you $500 to take my film, you know?
Right.
But no, everything will look legit. So I signed it, sent it back, and then waited. Emailed him a couple weeks later. So when can I expect payment? Oh, sorry. There's a problem in accounting. I'll get back to you, or I'll get on it this week.
Yeah.
Another couple weeks go by. I'm like... this is why I didn't tell anybody. You know, I was like, this is bogus. Anyway, so then, no, after the second time I contacted him, it was on a weekend, in fact, I had the deposit Monday morning. And so I emailed him back and I said, what's it going to be? What's the deposit going to be under? And he told me, you should see it under this name. And that's what it was. So I was like, okay. Legit, I got it. So
wow.
So yeah, I've sold my first. Oh, and what it is, it's a little clip of Hannibal, Missouri, and he's doing a docu-series on killers of the, I guess, like 60s or whatever, and one of them is a murderer that was in Hannibal.
Okay.
So he wanted that footage from back then. You know, I guess it's going to look good in the thing. But then I was telling a guy at work this, and he said, yeah, he was quick to say $500 because, you know, the killer might be in that footage, you know. And I was like, oh, I didn't even think about that. He doesn't have exclusive rights to it. He just has the right to use it in his documentary. So, you know, I thought that would be cool, wouldn't it? If he saw that and he was like, oh, he doesn't even know what he has.
Right.
Like, I don't care. I just made $500.
Yeah.
Hey.
But man, when you're on furlough and when you haven't worked for a year or, you know. Yeah. Like, at that point, it was a year.
Perfect timing.
Yeah. I was like, give me the money.
Did you tell him about your can collection?
No, we never got that close.
Because he might want to do a docuseries on that.
Maybe.
And then I got to thinking, oh, man, that $500, that's going to – mess up my unemployment for that week. You know, I was like, oh, I really only made like $120 or something off this deal. But yeah, it dragged on so long that I had already started this job when that deposit was made. So I, you know, all I cleared all 500. It was all gravy. Right. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So never had anything like that happen.
No, that's kind of cool, though.
All right. Anyone else have anything?
I think that's it.
I think this was the best 250th episode we've ever done.
Oh, by far.
I'd have to agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah. It was awesome.
Can't wait till the next one.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, Jimmy?
I hope it's the last 250th one.
Well, tell you what. I will make that official right now on air that this is the last 250th episode we'll have.
All right.
Wow.
All right.
Finally.
But next week, come back because we'll be starting with 251.
Oh, shit.
We'll reset the counter. Okay, and that's going to do it. Thanks for listening. And if you have any suggestions, just send me a line on pillowtalk.com.
So that only fans account. Yeah, there you go.
And I'll send it free shipping. All right.
All right.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Squeaky Chair.
This has been a Metal X or production.
I don't think so.
I'm Tatatouille.